I met Mike at the Mineola Williston Park Project Independence Advisory Board meeting. And he told me what he did. And, you know, just general conversation. And I said, you should call Christina to get on the radio show because it's wonderful. Mike is a square dancer.
That is correct.
But very, very, very well versed. I mean, years of practice.
Yes, correct.
But before we get into the square dancing, Otto wants to just give us a little bit about your background and how you got involved in Project Independence.
Many years ago, as a retiree, I came across an organization, Seniors Helping Seniors, that was started by a man in Westbury because his father passed away. And his mother was devastated. She didn't know anything about the furnace, about electricity, or anything like that. And I got involved in doing that. So when Project Independence came along, I thought that was a great thing that was being started by the town of North Hempstead. And it was a springboard for myself when I grow older or younger.
Yeah,
we're in age.
Well, we do get older, but we don't get old.
I'm 76 years of life.
Good.
And that's reason why I would like it to be in existence when I get to that point.
Terrific.
And you know what? To get to that point is an interesting thing because we're all going to get there eventually.
That is correct.
But along the way, you probably ought to make the best of what you have. And I think that's what you are trying to do as well as I think I'm trying to do. As rather than just kind of vegetate maybe at home with doing nothing, So I know you're very active. I met you with the advisory committee, and you had mentioned to me that you worked for a long time with the Transit Authority.
That is correct. I am put in about 38 years in the engineering and construction division, the old engineering construction. The names have changed. Due to localities and so forth like that. And we were about 20 years ahead of our time. And I was one of the, on the 63rd Street Tunnel that we put underneath the East River. And at that time we asked Long Island Railroad if they wanted to continue to Grand Central. And I hope I don't get myself into trouble, but they said that
don't worry about it.
They had mentioned that
you're not on the payroll, right?
We'll always get the money at a later date. So we made a right left-hand turn, and we went through the park, Central Park, and we did all work. So we gave them a choice. They want the upper or lower deck, and they said they wanted the lower because it's a four-track system, double-decker. And we gave them the lower, which, of course, gets flooded out because you don't have trains running through. But that's one of my last jobs,
Wow. Most
interesting job.
So then when you retired, you kind of like just decided to just keep busy or?
Oh, yes. Since I retired, the Transit Authority, the law department, picked me up. The Transit Authority Law Department picked me up for a year to go over with them with cases as a consultant, only as a consultant. And I worked there for a year. And then after doing that, I got a notice from now's name, Bovis Lend Lease, a construction company that came from England. It was started in England. And they asked me to be a project manager for them on the School Construction Authority's clients. And I got involved with that. And my job was to close out schools that were just abandoned or contractors that left because in that time, about 20 years ago, that we had a mentor program and it didn't work out too good under Mayor Dinkins. But they had people come in. They try to educate them, and they did the best they can. And it was too much for them, and they just walked off the job. And the jobs were never completed. So my job had 9 schools, 5 boroughs, and it was laying dormant for about 8 years, and I brought it back to life.
Terrific. I'm going to segue into one of the things you had told me in reference to a triangle.
Oh, yes. With
mind, body, and spirit, which is important because it's your total package.
That is correct. That is correct. Each of them is mind, body, and spirit. It's all equal. And that's like a three-legged stool. Just to tell you that I was very frightened about retiring, but I have enjoyed my life, enjoyed my retirement, enjoyed doing volunteer work. And I believe that man has four different stages. I'm in third and fourth stage of my life. And that is to pay back to the community that I received in all my life in payment. And the fourth stage would be to get back to know God more better. And that's about it.
Okay, terrific. You enjoyed your life, you're enjoying retirement, you're enjoying volunteerism, but you're here to talk about square dancing, and you didn't say you enjoyed it. Come on, Mike.
Enjoying square dancing, yes. I got into that many, many years ago, over 20, 25 years ago. The reason why I got to do that and enjoyed it is that I can go all over the world and travel, and that was my objective. And I would always be in English. No matter what country you go to, it's always in English. So you never have any problem in learning the language, and you'll always have a partner because the square dancer with his wife will always be available to dance, whether it be male or female. So you're never left alone.
That's tremendous. I mean...
So that was really planning ahead, but things don't work out the way you want it, but unfortunately, it worked out to a better route, and I'm enjoying much better.
Are you married, Mike?
I was married. I was divorced.
Right.
So my ex felt that the grass was greener on the other side, but you never realize that the grass is greener, but who mows the grass?
Yeah. And sometimes the grass gets covered with snow.
Yeah.
So the point is then that you go to these dances as a single person.
I have a partner.
Okay.
Unfortunately, she got into several automobile accidents, and she's not able to dance anymore. But I do go to the dances, and I'm able to have a partner, so that's no problem.
So you can't go to square dances and,
oh, yes,
and not have a partner? And if you want a companion, you can get one?
Yes.
And if you don't want a companion,
yes,
you're just going to enjoy the square dancing?
That's correct.
Right.
That's absolutely correct. You can go on conventions, and the same thing will work. You'll always have a partner.
Now, today you have a green shirt on.
Yes.
Is there a significance? It's just a shirt you're wearing, or you're...
Well, in square dancing, the caller will stand on the stage, and he has eight people in a square, four pairs, and he has to know what's your partner. So I am wearing green, not because of St. Patrick, but because my partner would wear maybe a green dress with white trim or so whatever it may be. And as I'm dancing and executing the calls that he gives us, he's able to know if he's doing the call properly and everybody is enjoying themselves in the square. And the most important thing is that the caller does not want you to break down. If you break down, that means you're not dancing.
Okay.
So it's important that it's color coordinated.
So... In a particular square dance, while it's going on, there's only going to be one green, and then there'll be a red couple and a blue couple. And
it could be a Mac. It's most of the time it's a mixture of colors.
Okay.
As long as he knows and he marks it on his pad, and he uses you as a guide for him to know how the dance is going. See, a caller calls down to the floor, and if he does too much advance calls, they will continue breaking down. So then he probably egress down to an easier call.
Okay.
So this is the best way to see that he's producing a good call and everybody's enjoying themselves.
So you're bringing another dimension to square dancing to me, all right? Because when I was back in school, which was actually longer back than you, but be blunt about it, I remember we
had originated square dancing, okay, if we want to be honest.
We had to take square dancing in gym.
Yes.
And that was my exposure to it. And years ago, there was a stretch where there were a lot of square dances going on in neighborhoods where people would go to square dances and they would basically be beer rackets. They would have a jail. There'd be a jail there that you had to go to. And probably a lot of people have that kind of exposure to square dancing, and you're bringing it to a whole nother level here.
Oh, it's a professional level. It's very professional.
But
there's an organization, there's a rules and regulations. We have the Ten Commandments. As a matter of fact, you're speaking about school. Nassau Community College has this as a social dance, and it's a 3-credit course.
Really?
And that I myself.
That's been my kind of class.
doesn't get packed, unfortunately. That's given by Lee Kaufman, a international caller who put many, many, many years into calling and has made calls up. And
what if you're like a beginner, you know, and you really sort of like the idea of getting involved, but you're at the bottom level?
Well, it starts this way. It's pedestrian beginning, and Mr. Kaufman has that on Thursday night at Rockville Center. Then you go to mainstream, and then it becomes plus, A1, A2, C1, which I am up to now, and C2. They go further, but that's the level that I'm at now.
It's almost like going for a black belt. And
Yes.
Right, that's what I'm
yes.
You have to be committed to square dancing, because it's not like line dancing. Square dancing, you must go there every week, and you learn a call. And from the call, you execute that call into the choreography of the dance. And the most dances that people like is do-si-do, promenade, allemande left or right, or do-pas-so. These are ones that people picked up and kept in their mind, and that's when Otto had spoken about in the class or in the community. There's how they picked this up. This is a very easy and basic call, and it stays with the people.
Wow. You know what? We're going to get ready to take a break here. When we come back with Mike, I want to get deeper into how a person can start. I think that's a tremendous question, Otto, and the steps, because you don't want them to get nervous and not be able to do it, and you don't want a person to be afraid to join.
No.
Because you can take baby steps, you'll go piece by piece, and you'll wind up from a plus to an A1 to an A2 to a C1. Well, you've been listening so far to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP, and we're here with Mike, who is talking about square dancing, how he got involved with the square dance, which is absolutely amazing, and how you can take the steps to become as good a dancer as him. We'll be right back, everybody.